Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Gimel, as we finish up the second to last parak and begin the last parak of Meseches Shabbos. And we are, Bez Hashem, looking forward to today's daf, but also on the horizon is Meseches Erevin. Bez Hashem, which starts on Sunday. Anybody have any friends that want to join the daf? Please let them know that a new Mesechta starts on Sunday, Bez Hashem, and one of the unique Mesechtas in Shas, as Bez Hashem we will talk about. Okay, so yesterday we ended off with the story of the Amora talking to a corpse. Kind of an unusual story of Rabbi Nachman and his diggers went out to just to mow the lawn. And all of a sudden they started talking to someone who's been in the ground for a while. We'll talk more about that in Tosfos on the coming daf. But either way, the corpse says, Rav Achai Bar Yoshia, who had been dead for a long time, but had not disintegrated, he said, well, I wasn't a Balkina. I wasn't a man full of jealousy during my lifetime. And only someone who's a man of jealousy, their bones rot. But I didn't have jealousy. So therefore my bones didn't rot. A couple of points about kina in this context. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Katakemach discusses, that's his philosophical work of different Musar topics. So under Erech Kina, he discusses this Gemara. He quotes this Gemara, and then he says, Mishiyesh lo lev tov, the opposite of Kina is lev tov. She'ein belibo Kina al shum adam. He says, that's a lev tov, and you're very relaxed, and a person who lives very calmly with a lev tov. With Kina, mimanavshach, it's going to be a problem. Kikasha, yekana adam b'mishihisik osher unachasim. If somebody is makana and is jealous of someone who has more than they have, Yosef daga al daga achihisik kamohu. And mimanavshach, says Rabbeinu Bachai, v'mhisik, and if I'm able to achieve what my friend has, yagia mizeh la'avas akavudu bakashas minimem shalom b'kinyani olam azeh. What's that going to get me? That's going to get me feeling better about myself, but not in a good way. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I'm going to have more gaifa. I'm going to have more kavod. Kina taiva kavod. Ume avas a kavod yagia el hasraro. Men hasraro yagia el avodazara. It's just going to, if I have a taiva for something and I do everything I can to get that and to fulfill that desire, so then it's going to lead me to arrogance and everything that goes along with that. And if I don't achieve it, v'im lo hisig, you call yama bachovim, v'yachayet sar tichya, v'sof sheyamis es atzmo es chaveru, I'm just gonna be so upset all my life. Yamis es atzmo, kinev atayva kavod matzinas adam ena olam, v'chulu. He says, so, mimanavshach, if I have kina, and I fulfill it or I don't fulfill it, it's not gonna bring to a proper perspective. Aval misha libo tamim, v'hu shekaru chachamim leif tov, v'she'en belibo kina al chaveru, he says, right, as it says, Izu derech tova sheyidbak bo ha'adam, leiv tov. So then, that is the opposite, and that will be a perfect existence. And he says, that's what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei. Right, just like Rabbeinu Bachai, on every parsha ala Torah, he starts off with a little essay, which leads into the first Pasuk of the parsha, and the essay always starts with a Pasuk in Mishlei. He discusses the Pasuk in Mishlei, and then he says, and this is what it says, by Yaakov Moshe called Aspen Yisrael. So same thing here. He started off with our pasuk, Chaye Bisarim Lev Marpe, Verekev Atzamot Kina. So he says the opposite of Kina is a Lev Marpe, a healthy heart. What's a healthy heart? Exactly what he just said. A Lev Tov is a healthy heart, and it's the opposite of Balkina. And our Gemara says, based on this pasuk, Verekev Atzamos Kina. He says, Zeo Shamar, Chaye Bisarim Lev Marpe, Kibidis Akina, He Hefech Lev Marpe, Vechein Rekev Atzamos, Voshua Misa, Hefech Chaye Bisarim. That's what he discusses. Then he quotes our Gemara. Mitoch Shamida Zos Mida Meshuketzes Umaguna, Meviyas Adam Lidin Nizakim Umacholos Rabin, Vechul. And then he says, all the way at the end, there's only one Kina that's okay. There's one Kina that we're allowed to have. The kinazu shamayno eno ela behevle haolam b'mine srara osher kavod upulos amasim aroim ava kina betora uve mitzvos uve maisim tovim. If I look at my friend and I'm like, I wish I could learn as much as he can. I wish I could get up in the morning and have a chavrusa before davening. I wish I could go even though I'm exhausted after work and go. I wish I could be involved in this organization. I have no time. That type of kina. That's Kinesov from Tarba Chachma, as the Gemara says in Meseches Bava Basra, and that is a good type of kina. That's a positive type of kina that one has to have. One might ask, it's pretty hard to overcome kina. How could Hashem even command us, lo sachmod, or lo sisaveh? Right, how could one even command that? We mentioned a couple of days ago the distinction in halacha between those two isurim. Lo sisava found in Parshas Vayeschanan, and Lo sachmot found in both. But first in Parshas Yisro. So the Rishonim note, and based on Chazal, Lo sisava is an even higher standard. Lo sachmot is desiring and coveting my friend's item, which eventually leads to taking and acting. Please, can I have it? Please, I bug him so much. The father says, okay, fine. Even if I pay him for it. That's an Issa D'oraisa of Lo Sachmot. Lo Sisave is even higher standard. That's the language of the Rambam and the Chinuch is to be Koveya Binafshi. If I have a fleeting thought, we can't control fleeting thoughts, that I see somebody has something, oh, I wish. No, that's okay. But if I'm Koveya, if I have that thought and I set it in my heart that I really would desire that item, that asset that my friend has, that life that my friend has, whatever it is, that's Lo Sisave even in the heart, even without acting on it. And the Rishonim point out, this is one of the few mitzvos, not too many, this is one of the few mitzvos that proves the divine authorship of the Torah. Because how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu command something that's in the heart? Lo Sisave, you should not covet in the heart, but it's if it's based on actions, okay, then it's objectively noticeable. But Lo Sisave is only in the heart. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that. So only a divine author and commander would be able to give such a mitzvah of Lo Sisave. But either way, getting back to our question, just to mention the famous Ha'ara of the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra back in Yisro says, how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu command this? It's in our heart. How can we control it? My similar question is asked by Avas Hashem and Emunah. So how can we control it? So the Eben Ezra gives the famous mashal of the Kufri. So the Anashim Rabim Yisimu al Zosa Mitzvah. Eich Yia Adam Shalo Yachmod Davar Yafe Belibo Kol Mashu Nechman Lamar Einav. How can a person be desirous of it? I don't know why people say that this is anything is a famous point. If you know it, so it's great, wonderful, I've heard it already. If I don't know it, so it's not so famous. So I don't know why we people preface. I just said it anyway. But the Eben Ezra says, so how can you control it? So he gives the mashal. He says, if you have a villager that's in town and the princess is going through town, the princess of the whole country, all 127 Medinas, right? The princess is going through town. A little villager sees the princess walking by. Would he ever have a Havamina, a serious, realistic Havamina that he's going to marry the princess? He's a little nothing villager, and the princess is going through town. Is he going to have a Havamina that he's ever... It's not Shayach. He says, it's like a person who... I wish I was a bird. I wish I had wings. I wish I had wings. Would any normal thing... Maybe a person might think that one day, but it's not normal that he's going to be Koveya, that thought in his mind, and really, on a realistic level, desire it. It's just not Shayach. If a person is mentally stable, that he's going to dream about having wings. So he says that's how we have to look at other people's items and property in life. It's like a bird. That's not me. That person is like a bird to me. And that's how we have to, like the villager to the princess, and that's how we have to try to condition ourselves to have that mentality. Okay, that's a little bit about kinah. And what we see from this Gemara, that kinah not only affects a person in this world, but affects a person in the next world. Motzinas adam in ha'olam, you know, might even be in the next world, as we were taught by Rav Achoy Bar Yoshia. Achoy Bar Yoshia. Okay, put this Gemara also on the list of the mason knowing what's going on during life. Right, we have the Gemara in Brachas about that in the beginning of the Masechta. Good. Okay, so we'll continue now. Fourth to last line. A certain Stuki said to Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo spoke to a couple of Stukim throughout Shas. So a certain Stuki said to Rabbi Yavo, Amritu nishmasan shal tzadikim genuzos tachas kisi hakavod. You said that the nishamas of tzadikim are right under the kisi hakavod. They're right near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obu tamya hechiatzki l'shmuel benegida. If that's true, then how did Shaul HaMelech bring Shmuel up from the dead? If Shmuel HaNavi is all, it's close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did Shaul, using witchcraft, you know, bring Shmuel, right, bring in the witch of Ein Dor, how did he bring Shmuel up? Rashi says Negida is Kishuf, using Ov, right, so how did he bring him up, right, he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalei, Hasam B'toch Shnei Masar Chodesh Havi, it was within a year, I got to do the math in the Navi, the Radak, on that parak Shmuel does the math, says, it was within the year, Shaul and the whole war that was going to happen the next day, Shaul died within a year that Shmuel died. Titania, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufo Kayam, V'Nishmasa Olav Yeredes. The first 12 months, the Guf has not fully disintegrated, and therefore there's still a connection of the Neshama to this world. Right, that's the first year. That's why there's a special concept of Kaddish during the first year. The special Kapara, there's Mishpat that's done during the first year. And that's the Chazal that says 11 months is Mishpat, only 12 for a Rasha, and that's why we don't say Kaddish in the 12th month according to Ashkenazic custom. Even though some Sephardim have the Minhag of saying all 12 months. But for the first year, there's a different type of existence. We don't know exactly what it means, but a different type of existence than after that. So the first year, the Gemara says, the Guf Okayim, and the Nesham is Olav Yorid. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, Haguf Batel, V'Nishmasa Olav V'Shoveno Yoredes. It's harder to get Neshamas down after the first year. So, says Rabbi Avohu to this Stuki, that's how Shaul HaMelech was able to bring Shmuel. Tosas points out that even after a year, in certain unique cases, the neshamas come back. Taptosus. Aval Peking, she wrote it, he read this. Key, just like the story we just had. Rabbi Chaya Bar Yoshia, that was more than a year, it sounded like. It sounded like he was died a couple of years earlier. Or, we had the fascinating story in Baba Basra. Of course, the story in Baba Basra, Dafnun Ches, where one of the Amoraim was going around being mitzayin, putting markers down for the Kohanim, where Kfaris were, like the Arizal did in his day. Kimata lama'ar tadavram avinu, when they came to Maris Machpelah, they found Eliezer Evan Avraham, standing by Maris Machpelah. And say, no, you can't go in. Oh, what's Avram doing? He's starting having a whole conversation with Eliezer. What was Eliezer doing there? So that was more than Yud Beis Chodesh. So sometimes we find exceptional cases that even after a year, a neshama can be involved. The way that is, this is the Gemara. So again, just to, whenever we do Gemaras like this, we could talk about the Rambam at the end of Mishneh Torah, that if we focus too much on this, it's not going to bring to Avas Hashem, it's not going to bring to Yiras Hashem, we're not going to fully understand it until Mashiach comes, so we could dip a little bit into it, get some messages, but we're not going to understand it fully, and it's not something that we should focus on so much. So we'll continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelas, Mishmei de Rav. Me hespedo shel Adam, Nikar, Imben, Ha'olam, Habahu, Imlav. From the how did we get into this whole Gemara? Anybody remember getting into this whole Gemara? Because the Mishnah spoke about how you're allowed to deal with a goses, with somebody who's about to die, somebody who did die on Shabbos, and then we spoke about closing the eyes on Shabbos, moving muksa, closing the eyes as somebody dies, right? That's murder. We went into, right? That's Hareza, right? Hareza Shover Damim. So once we went into what happens to a person's body as they get older. We spoke about the Pasuk in Koheles, and we went into issues of after death a little bit. So the Gemara says, from the hesped of a person, it's Nikar whether he is a Ben Olam Haba or not. Why? The Marsha says, during one's lifetime, you know, maybe people are just being machnif a person. They want to get on their good side. They want to flatter them. After death, it's only going to be true. You know, what's the reason that a person is going to talk about somebody else after death and say something that is over the top? It must be that it is true. The Ben Yoyada here also points out, I think I heard this in the name of the Shlach Kaddish in the past as well, that there are different lashonos that are used in Chazal. Right? We say in Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Yesh, to every Jew there is a Chelek to Olam Haba. But there's a higher level of a Ben Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara here says. Through a Hesped you can know whether somebody is a Ben Olam Haba. That is somebody who's not just a visitor. That's somebody who has their special spot in Olam Haba. So that is different. And he quotes the Arizal, Kol Shen Emar Bo Ben Olam Haba Einu Tzarech Siyua Me'achirim Ba'al Yoso. They don't need help getting into Olam Haba. Ela Adar Abba, Hu Yem Masayah La'Acher, they'll schlep other people in. Avala Noma Bar Yesh Lo Chelek, so then the tzaddikim gotta schlep you in. But it's fine, we're gonna get in. But that's the difference between Yesh Lo Chelek and a Ben Olam Haba. Ver HaRov Hei Mikadzu Shamor Bayam Yesh Lo Chelek Olam Haba. That's what the Rove is. But over here, from the hesped of a person, you can see if they're a Ben Olam Haba. Why? If people are inspired by a person's life, so that they talk about him at a hesped, so then obviously he is a Ben Olam Haba that's going to affect others and bring them into Olam Haba. Because they're talking about him by a hesped. Im tereh acherim bochin olav. Zeh siman shu higi lo madregas ben olam haba. Sheish bimenu siyua v'hatava l'acherim. V'chulu. That's how you know from a hesped. If people are affected by him in this stage, so then you know that they're going to stand on their own and be independent in the future. Ben olam haba. Good. Eini, is this really true? That it all depends on the hesped. V'yomer le rav l'rav Shmuel bar Shelas. Achim behespeda tahasim kaimna. Rav gave instructions to Rav Shmuel, Achim, give a dynamite hesped. Achim, make it emotional, for the word cham, make it hot. Give an emotional hesped, tahasim kaimna, because I'm there. What does that sound like? That Rav was worried that he should give a good hesped. What do you mean? Rav was a ben olam haba. Assumes the Gemara. So he has to make sure to give a good hesped. They were going to give a good hesped anyway. Rashi says in the first skinny lines, V'kivat the Rav Gavra Rabba, V'ben olam haba, lama lelas hurei, ha'ama besmedo nikar. They're going to give a good hesped. What, Rav is so worried about what's going to happen? Let's finish and then we'll make another comment. Lokasha hada mechamu leva achim, hada mechamu leva lo achim. The maspid could try his best. The maspid could try his best, but it's up to the people to be affected by it. Rav was still nervous that people wouldn't be emotionally involved in what was said. So he said to the person, you know, make sure that you get to their kishkis. Make sure that you do it, because when people are moved by a hesped, then the schar accrues for the niftar, because they're being mezakeh, the people who are still there. So that's why he said what he said. Period. Amalei Abaya l'Rabba kigon mar desani lekulu pumpetusai man achem despeda. Abaya says to Rabba, everybody in Pumpetusa hates you. So what kind of hesped are we going to give you? They hate him. How can they hate him? That's who are we talking about? He was talking about Rabba. Says Rashi, mushum demuchach lehu b'mili d'shmaya, because he gave them a lot of tochacha. Gave him a lot of tochacha. That's why they didn't like him. It's like the Gemara Ksubis Daf Kufhei. Gemara Ksubis says, if everybody likes a rabbi too much, it means that he's not doing his job properly. It means that he's not giving enough tochacha. So everybody's got to be careful that unless somebody is zochet to have a kehila that they love getting tochacha. But in general, says the Gemara Ksubis in Talmudic times, if a rabbi was liked too much, you got to be a little nervous. So the Gemara says, so Abaya asked Rabba, so what are they going to do? Amarlei, mistaya at Rabba bar Rav Chanan. As long as you and Rabba bar Chanan take care of it, that's all I need. That's all I need. It doesn't have to be the whole am. But as long as you two take care of it, of my hesped, I'll be okay. Good. Two interesting ha'aras. Number one, the Eitz Yosef has a deeper idea on the line when Rav says to Rav Shmuel bar Shmuel, be machem bespeda to hasim ka'imna, because there I am standing. What does it mean? So they quoted the name based on a pasuk in Mishlei. They quote a gra based on Mishlei that throughout Tanakh, malachim are called the omdim. Omdim ima'alo. They're called omdim. A person is called a holech. An adam is called a mahalech, because angels don't move in conceptual space. Right? They are created and they are where they are throughout their existence. People move. We move throughout our lives, hopefully going up. But we move. We're holchim. We're not omdim. Says Rav, after death, Rav says, I'm an omed. Hasim ka'imna. I'm standing. So please do something to get the people's kishkas moving so that they're inspired, because that's the only way I can move after death. If people through my zechuyos, says Rav, still act based on what I did, and I'm still accruing zechuyos after death, then I'm going to be a holich even after death. So that's it. That's his life. He says, do give a great aspect to Hasan Ka'imna, because there I'm standing, as A.C. Yosef says, and if you do that, I won't just be an omeid, I'll be able to be a mahalich even afterwards. Number one. Number two, the Ian Yaakov. Again, this is all in the Ein Yaakov, all these Mepharshim. The Ein Yaakov says another idea, and that is, we have a pshat, we have a Maimer Chazal of Omrim. We say that the Rashi quotes in the Parshas Noach, that we say, call Shevach of a person when he's not there, and Mikzah Shevach B'fanav. We don't want it to go to his head, so we only say Mikzah Shevach B'fanav. That's only during one's lifetime. After one's lifetime, though, you could say, call Shevach B'fanav. And that's a schus for him when he's still there at the hesped, and he's still there in the first year, one might say. So then, you could say, kol shevach. That's what he says. Omri mixla shivcha shalom afanav, shalom, mixla shivcha shalom afanav, kol shalom afanav, ach zedavka ba'adam, shenistalik at sad, ba'adam chai, avo b'meis hadinifcha. It's the opposite. Kedisa b'yaradeya. We're supposed to talk about the shevach of a person while they're there. V'cheinu sham betaz, shemutar lomar shivcha shalom meis, afilu ksas yoser. Right, we discussed this a little bit yesterday. A hesped could be a little exaggerated. Not too much, but a little exaggerated, because mistama, a person wanted to do even more, and he was just nanas. So we're always allowed to add on a little bit by a hesped. The afim haya by liado mitzvah ksas yoser gadol gabkin haya oser the chulo. That's why Rav says achim libes peda the hasam kimna. I'm there. V'yemkein mutter lakatzer b'shivcha ki mixas shvacho the chulo. He says I'm there, so you're allowed to say all the shevach while I'm there after death. Okay, interesting. Ha'ara is not one by the Eitz Yosef and one by the Iyun Yaakov. We continue. Two dots. Boy mine, Rabbi Elazar may rav, Ezeo ben olam abo, Omer le, v'yaznecha tishmana davar me'acharecha lemar. Your ears hear something from behind you say, ze ha'derech l'chubo. This is the derech, go in it. Ki taiminu v'chitas me'ilu. To the right or to the left. What is that pasuk alluding to? If people are maspid a person properly, so that's how they know they're a ben olam haba, right? If they aznecha, if you hear something behind you, right? That's the lashon. That's how you know based on the hesped if he's a ben olam haba. Rabbi Chanina Amar, kol shadas raboseinu nocheimenu. Anyone who the das his rebbeim are very proud of him, nachas ruach from him. V'sabavu. Okay, we're back to the parts of the body that are getting old. V'sabavu b'shuk asoftim. And in the shuk, the softim, the ones giving the hespedim, go around. B'nei Galila Amri, asei dvarim lifnei mitascha. So the B'nei Galila used to say, do things before your coffin, meaning before one dies. Right, you gotta act before one dies, because at that point it's too late. B'nei Yehuda Amri, the people more south, said, asei dvarim lacha mitascha. Do things after your coffin. What does that mean, after your coffin? V'lo pligi, marki asri, marki asri. The question is, where did the maspidim stand? In front of the coffin or behind the coffin? They each said, do things that we could talk about, you know, lifnei or la'achar mitascha. Either way, the point is to do something in one's life in order to have people talk, not dafka to talk about you, but that'll show, that'll be a reflection of a positive, constructive life. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shuv Yomecha lefnei misascha, to tshuva a day before one dies. Shaul Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi adam yodeya eizo yom yamus. Does a person know which day? Amar lahen, v'kol shekein, yashav hayom, shem yamus lomachar, v'nimsakol yom b'tshuva. Yeah, that's the point. Gotta do tshuva every day of one's life, because maybe they're gonna die tomorrow. Why doesn't it say, maybe they'll die today? Do tshuva today, because maybe a person will die today. It's not shchiach. The Achronim say that if a person's alive today, tomorrow, who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. But that is that's why it says, Shem Yamas Lomachar. If you have Shlomo Amar Mechach Maso, Shlomo Melech also says, B'chol Eis, you begadecha levanim, your clothes should always be white. V'shemen al rosh chal yechsar, and the oil on your head shall never be chaser. Amar B'yochanan ben Zakkai, Mashal Lomelech, Shezimen etzavada lesuda. It's a mashal to a king that invited all of his servants to a meal. V'lokavalem zman, he didn't tell them exactly when it was going to be. He just said, be ready. Pikin Shabahan, the wise ones amongst them, Kishtuas Atzman, the Yashua Pesach Mesamelech, they got dressed and they waited. You know, he might call us any minute. Amru Klum Chasel Besamelech, does the king lack anything? He's not going to have to make any orders. He has everything. When he decides it's time, it's time. Tipshin Shabahan, Ochulum Alachdan, but the foolish one says, okay, we'll go to work. He'll call us. We'll have time to go home and shower and change. Amru klum yisuda below tarach. There's always a preparation time. Pitom. There's the word pitom. Bikish hamelach hazavadav. All of a sudden, the king says it's time. Pikan shabahen nechusulafan of chem kushatim. The wise ones went in right away. They were dressed. They were ready. But tipshim nechusulafan of chem luchlachin. But the foolish ones were called right away. They went in their dirty work clothes. Samach hamelach lagrasa pikchim. The cause lagrasa tipshim. The king was very happy with the wise ones. and upset at the foolish ones. Amr, halal, shakishto, thasman, lesuda. Those who are makashi themselves to the meal, yashvu, v'yochle, v'yishtu, let him sit and eat and drink and be merry. Halalu, shlokishto, asman, lesuda, ya'amdu, v'yeira'u. The ones that did not dress themselves properly, let him stand and just look. Let him stand and just look. Again, let's just finish and then we'll talk about the symbolism. But obviously, this is a mashal for life. Chasnal Shrebi Meir, Amar, Remeir's son-in-law said about this mashal, Ave Nira Kimishamshin. What, if they're standing there and looking around, the Rishayim, doesn't look like they don't belong? Why is that a punishment? Ella, no, this is what's going to happen. Ella, this is a better mashal. Elu ve'elu Yoshin, they're both sitting. Halalu Ochlin v'halalu Re'evin. Halalu Shozim, halalu Tzmein. No, everybody gets to sit. But only one of the group, only the tzaddikim, the pikhin, they're the ones that get to eat. Right? The other ones just stand there, sit there, and don't eat. Shneamar, right? They don't look like waiters. If you look like a waiter, it's not such a punishment. But if you're sitting down and you don't get to eat, that's a punishment. Shneamar, komar Hashem, hinei avadai yochlu, v'atem teravu. Hinei avadai yishtu, v'atem titzmo. You'll be thirsty and hungry. Hinei avadai yaronu mituv lev, v'atem titzaku mikev lev. They'll be there, but they won't be able to enjoy. I remember one of the Bali Musar. It's a similar idea, but it's a separate, I would use it in a drusha once. Bali Musar once said that they went to Gehenim and they went to Gan Eden. And there's a big meal set up in both Gan Eden and Gehenim. Big meal, big suda, unbelievable. And in Gan Eden, everybody looks satiated and amazing and wonderful and enjoying themselves. And in Gehenim, it's the same exact food there, same exact meal, and they're all emaciated, and it's all their bones, and there's only one difference between them. There are no elbows. No elbows. They have arms without elbows. And I was wondering, why in Gan Eden, they're all wonderful, and they're eaten, and they're full, and in Gehenim, they're not. What? They can't put the food in their mouth anyway. They don't have any elbows. So the Bali Musars say, but in Gan Eden they feed each other. In Gan Eden they feed each other. Okay. Anyway, so that's a deep thought. You got to think about that one. Anyway, Davar Acher, so it's the same thing. Right here, they're hungry. They're hungry. But they see the food, but they can't eat them. Period. Davar Acher, let's just finish, and then we'll come back. Davar Acher, b'chol eis yu b'gadecha levanim. Also, another pshad of the pasuk that we quoted earlier, your b'gadim should always be white, elu tzitzis. A reference to tzitzis. V'shemen al rosh chal yechzar. Don't have any less of the shemen on your head. This is the referring to tefillin. Good. Let's just go backwards for a minute. On this last line, levanim tzitzis. It's a remez that the beged of your tzitzis should be white. This is a remez, but it says it should be levanim. So even though me'ikar adin, you can have any type of any color of a four-cornered garment. But there is a remez that your tzitzis should be white. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simin Tes. We've discussed this in the past. The Shulchan Aruch says, first talking about the strings. What color should the strings be? So, tchelos, we know it's tchelos. But what about the rest of the tzitzis? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh omrim, shetzarech la'asos ha-tzitzis mitzeva ha-talis, v'amedaktakim no'agim kein. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam that the tzitzis are supposed to be the same color as the beged. That's all he says. The Rama then adds, "V'ha'ashkenazim ein noagin lasos atzitzis rak levanim, af begadim svuim ve'ein loshanos." The Ashkenazim, he says the Rama, we always make white strings, no matter what the beged is. Then the Achron, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Taz, "Roi lemedaktik laasos dafka dalakanfos otalas katan lavan, kedei sheyia yotze yidei akol kishiyatze atzitzis levanim." Based on our Gemara, b'chol begadecha b'chol. So this is a remez to even the beged of the tzitzis being white. What about the black stripes? That's a remez to tcheles. The black and the blue stripes are a remez to the tcheles. That's why where that comes from. Number one. Number two is, you can't do this gemara without the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim has a sefer Asifa Sakenim. Asifa Sakenim is his commentary on Seder Kodshim. We spent a lot of time on the Asifa Sakenim in Seder Kachim, but as a Hakdam, it's printed as a separate Sefer, Maimer Torah Or. He has 12 Prakim, where he talks about the Gavos of Talmud Torah in general, but specifically about the importance of learning Seder Kachim. It's in the last Perek, in Perek Yud Beis, in Maimer Torah Or, he discusses what it means to be Tzipisli Yeshua. waiting for Mashiach. Part of waiting for Mashiach is learning Seder Kachim. Well, Mashiach's going to come, and we're going to say, Hashem, you know, can you give us a couple weeks, please? We got to learn Zvachim. You know, we're not ready yet. Right? Oh, what do you mean? Teku! Well, yes, you have Navi. No, he's only going to answer the shilas that you have. If you don't know the ABCs of Kachim, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's terrible. And you know what it says in the end of Parshas Va'aloscha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Aaron and Miriam, and they came and they said, I bet, we weren't ready. It uses the word pit'om. Suddenly. Because that's how Mashiach's going to come. Look in the mashal that we just read. Bepit'om! Bikesh HaMalach HaZavadav. The Chavetz Chaim quotes our Gemara. And he says, that's what's going to happen. Are we going to be pikhin or are we going to be tipshin? We have to learn everything. But no less do we have to learn in Yanim of Kachim and Taurus. Because that, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach comes, we're not going to be ready. We're going to be like the tipshin who don't know what to do. And they're dirty and they're all like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? I don't know what to do. We're going to have to know Kachim. What, what, only the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Kook and the Meshech Chachma? Right, they're going to be the only ones. And Rav Pam, they're going to be the only Kohanim that, I'm just quoting the more recent ones. Right, they're going to be the ones. They're going to be offering the Karbanos. All the Kohanim have to know. And all the Leviim have to know. See, he quotes this Gemara. It's an unbelievable, it was one line in Sanhedrin. And Rav Shua ben Levi, Sanhedrin of Samaches, when he used to change his bandages, later in life he had a lot of wounds, when he used to change his bandages, he used to change his bandage one at a time. He wouldn't take off all of his bandages and then put them back on. He changed them one at a time. Because just in case Mashiach comes after the one bandage, I'm not going to be able to come in time, put all the bandages on, I'll just do one at a time. So that's why, hopefully, if Mashiach comes right after each bandage, I'll be ready. Rav Shua ben Levi. Right, there were no rainbows in his day. Right, the Gemara says in Ksubis. But again, that's the message that we have to get. Okay, weiter. Hadron Alach Shoel, Rabosai, last parak of Masechta Shabbos. Keep in mind, this is the longest Masechta in Shas Bavli in words. Masechta Shabbos. So, we are zochet to be able to be seeing the finish line. So, says the Mishnah. And the starting line. Misha Hechshech Baderech. Misha Hechshech Baderech. If somebody's on the way, and they are traveling, and they're coming in, and they are carrying something, and they didn't make it into the Rishus yet. The Masechta started off with Hotzah, and the Masechta here in the last parak is also ending with Hotzah. So if somebody is carrying something, and they're not in a place with an Erev yet, no Sikisel and Achri, you can give it to a guy. So give it to a guy. Rashi says it means before Shabbos starts. Other Rishonim, the Rush says, even after Shabbos. What is there are you doing? You're doing Muksa. You're carrying Muksa. Also, or you're carrying in a place outside an Erev, Hotza'a, where we'll talk about exactly what issue is happening here. Give it to a non-Jew, Lenachri. Isn't giving to a Nachri also in a Siddur Rabbanan? We'll see. V'meini mo Nachri, manichol lachamar. And if you don't have a Nachri there, you put it on an animal. Right, it's better to give it to a Nachri, as we'll see. Higia lachatzar achitzona, but once you come to the inner yard, let's say it's on your animal. Let's say it's on your animal. So that we'll see is an isser of sorts as well. It's allowed for some reason until you get there. But once you get inside the yard, then no tolas akelim ani talam b'shabes. Then you're allowed to take everything that's not muksa. V'sheinu ani talam b'shabes matra chavalim v'asaken noflim me'aleim. But then you have to undo the ropes on the animal and let everything fall down. We don't say you have to drop it in the middle of the desert, as we'll see why. But right when you get in and you have a choice, you have to stop the animal from doing malacha for you. My time of Sharu Le Rabbanan LeBeisav Kisei LeNachri. Why did the Rabbanan allow you to give your kiss to a Nachri? Isn't there an Isser of Amira La'akum? What's the Isser of Amira La'akum? So there is a collector's item, Smog. The Smog says Amira La'akum is an Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa of Amira La'akum. We don't passim like the Smog. 99% of Rishonim say Amira La'akum is an Isser Darabanan. But there are three different suggestions in the Rishonim. What is the basis for this Isser Darabanan of Amir La'akum? The Rambam says, simple. If I allow a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, then I might come to do it. Gezerah, I might come to do it. That's the Rambam. Rashi has two other suggestions. One is Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav. Rashi says there that it's based on Mimso Chefzecha V'Dabar Davar. Right, you're involved in weekday activities. And the other Rashi is right here. Rashi in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel. It's tucked away all the way at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Rashi says in the first white line, how could you give it to a Nachri? Fahare hu shlucho lisa'enu b'shabes. He's your shliach. Shlucho shalom kamoso. It's as if you're doing it. That's an unbelievable Rashi. Shliach. Says the Sfasemes. Says everybody. Non-Jews are mufka from shlichus. It's a mafurish gemara elsewhere about Messiah and kiddushin. A non-Jew can't be a shliach for you, a halachic shliach. What's Rashi talking about? So it must be on a derabbanan level. The chachamim said that lechumra a non-Jew could be your shliach. You're right, on a daraisa level, a non-Jew can't take off truma for you to be your shliach. He can't get married for you, right? Shliach lekadesh. But on a derabbanan level, lechumra, that's what Rashi must be saying. That a non-Jew can be your shliach. And the stipler, we mentioned it earlier in the Masechta at least once, the stipler writes here in the Kehilas Yaakov in Simin Nunhei why Rashi needs both reasons. Why Rashi needs the reason of Mimso Chepsocha V'Dabra Davar and the reason of shliach. Says Rashi, what if you plan it before Shabbos? You ask the guy to do it before Shabbos, and he'll do it on Shabbos. So there's no Mimso Chepsocha V'Dabra Davar. It's not violating anything. But he's still your shliach on Shabbos. And what about the opposite? What if you talk about on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos? So that's the opposite. That's a violation of Mimso Chefzecha, but the shliach reason is not going to be a problem. That's what the disciple says. Rashi needs both reasons. Anyway, says the Gemara, so why are you allowed to give it to the Nachri? Outside, he's doing malacha for you. Says the Gemara, Kim lehu l'rabanan. The Rabbanan assume, De'ein adam ma'amid atzmo amamono, a person is not going to be able to hold himself back and just drop his wallet in the middle of nowhere. It's not going to happen. Elo sharisle, if you don't allow him to give the wallet to a guy, asi le suya daladamas versus a rabbin, he's just going to carry it himself. He's going to carry it himself. We don't think that he is going to be able to withhold himself. Again, we're allowing here, Rov Rishonim, we're allowing here, and it's a drabanan. The drabanan can change around, and it's a drabanan, but makom, they think the people won't be able to survive. A daraisa they can't get out of. Oh, you know, it's hard for people, so let's get rid of Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Right, but drabanan, they have this flexibility. Omar Rava, dafka kiso, this is only by your wallet. Avol mitzialo. But if you just found something, then we don't have this hat there, because you just found it. You don't have such attachment to it. So pshita kiso tran, it says kiss. Mao de teima, no. The chiddush is, you might say, hua did afilu mitzia. It applies even by mitzia. Vaidek tani kiso, urcha demel saktani, kamash mo'an. No, you might say it's lav dafka. You might say the kiss is what you usually have. You usually have your pocketbook, your wallet. But it applies to Mitzia also. Kamashlan, it does not. Period. Hello, Amranel Delo Asiliyade. And this is only also if you didn't pick it up yet. Avalasiliyade Kikisi Dami. But once you picked it up, then it's like yours already, and you have a connection to it, so the same halacha would apply. That's one version. Ika da Amri or Boy Rava. Mitzia haba aliyado mahu. What if you already picked up the Mitzia? Kivan da asiliyade Kikisi Dami. Do we say it's like your kiss, and you can give it to the non-Jew? O Dilma, Kivan to lo tarach ba, lav Kikisi Dami. Or do we say, because you just found it, you didn't earn this, so maybe you don't have such connection to it. Teku, so that question goes unanswered. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. They quote the Ramban, the Rashba, all quote the Sefer HaTruma, and the Rashba argues on him. The question is this Gemara establishing that whenever there's a potential Hefsid Mamon, you're allowed to move Muksa? Is that what this Gemara is saying? The wallet, it's not only Hotsah, but it's Muksa. So am I allowed to move Muksa, Mishum Hefsid Mamon? Says the Sefer HaTruma, that's what you see from this Gemara. That's what you see from the Gemara. The Rashba quotes it, the Ramban quotes it. He says, "Ubzeber truma mikani shlomot lamisha misyare min alistim min ashilton." Let's say there are robbers coming in my house. I don't want them to steal something, so I'm allowed to move my money into a hidden place, right? Because that's the Gemara here, Hefsin Mamon. That's what the Sefer Truma says. The Ramban, the Rashba, the other Rishonim say, no. Our Gemara is talking about you already have something in your hand. Do we make you drop it? That's the question. But to pick something up in the first place, Mishum Hefsid Mamon, that we wouldn't allow. And that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shin Lamed Dalet, Siv Beis. Is our Gemara Badafka because you already have it in your hand? Or is it even to pick it up in the first place? That's the Machlokas we've shown him. Again, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, ain't imo nachri. If there's no nachri there, then give it to an animal. Time it ain't imo nachri. Only reason because there's no nachri. Ayesh imo nachri, the nachri yavle. The best choice is a nachri. My time, a why? Chamar ata mitzuva al shvisaso. Nachri ata mitzuva al shvisaso. Because you are mitzuva on a daraisa level that your animals should not work on Shabbos. Masha'en kein, a nachri, there's no daraisa for that. Your animals, it says, Atu, Vincha, Uvitecha, Atcha, Vamasecha, Uvahemtecha. Right, your animals, Shvisas Behemto. There's no Isra Shvisas Kalim, that we discussed this back in the first parak of Masecha Shabbos. But Shvisas Behemto is an Isra Daraisa. Chamor, the Cherashot of a Katan. What about the choice between a Chamor and a Cherashot of a Katan? A Chamor Manachle, Le Cherashot of a Katan, Lo Yavle. It's better to give it to an animal in that case. My Taima, Hani Adam, Hai Lav Adam. Because animal is not going to get confused. You're not going to get confused between an animal and a bardas. But these people, you might get confused between them and a bardas. Cheresh v'shote l'shote. Because l'shote is considered less mechuyev, less aware. Shote v'katan l'shote. Iboiluhu. Cheresh v'katan mai. What is the difference between a cheresh, a deaf mute, which was assumed at that time to have less mental capacity, and a katan mai? So Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar, Tibaylecha. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no Shaila, because a cheresh for sure is nothing. Titania, because Rebbe Elazar says in a totally different context, Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, Trumas cheresh, if a cheresh takes off truma for me, Lotetse lechu, I'm sorry, the opposite. As I said, it does accomplish something. Lotetse lechulin. The cheresh is hafrasha, is something significant. The truma does not go to chulin, but reshu is suffic, because he's at least a suffic bardas. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, a cheresh is definitely above a katan. The question is, what about according to the Rabbanan, who say in the first Mishnah in Shrumos, Ditnan, Chamisha lo yitrom, Ovim tamar, and Shrumas and Truma. Five people, if they take off Truma for me, it's meaningless. Elohein, Chere Shota, Vakatan, Vatar Mishenu Shalo, if I take off Truma for somebody else without telling them, without permission, Vinachri Shatar Mishal Yisrael, Afila Brishuso, and a non-Jew. These five people, what they do is meaningless. Ain truma, so truma, so my. According to that opinion, is it better? Who is a lesser of a bardas? A katan or a cheresh? Le cheresh yoev le. To katan, why do, should I give it to a cheresh? Because the katan asi lechal das. At least the katan is in the parsha. He's potentially going to become a bardas. O dilma, le katan yoev le. Or the opposite, give it to a katan. To cheresh asi lechluvi begadol bikeach. Because there's more worry that a cheresh, older individual, will be confused with a gadol pikeach. So the Gemara says, Iga da amre la cheresh yavle, Iga da amre la katan yavle. Okay, no answer given. Both svaris exist. Okay, a lot to talk about. We had a daf be'in shir last year about hafrasha and nesinas truma. Whether it's one or two mitzvos, feel free to search for it on the website, on the OU. Hafrasha and nesina, two mitzvos, one mitzvah. And also, is hafrasha's truma a mitzvah or a matir? Meaning, if I don't have any desire, any kavana to eat from this field, is there any mitzvah to take truma from it? Even if I have no kavana? That's a machlokas, the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger at the beginning of Yaradeya, whether it's a mitzvah or a matir. We continue though now. What if there's nobody there? There's nobody, there's no being there. What do I do if I'm walking with a kiss? There's another option, but the Chacham did not want to publicize it. My Oda Cheres Haisa, what was it? What was it, and why didn't they want to publicize it? What was it? Molichu Pachas Pachas Bidal Adamas. The best thing to do is to take little steps. Pachas Pachas Bidal Adamas. Even though there's usually, Rabbi Achavem did points this out right here in the back, even though there's usually a principle called Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, if I eat a half a gezayis of treif, if I eat a half a gezayis of anything, right, if I have a half a gezayis of chametz in my rishus, maybe it's Ezra by Rabbi Yamatze, maybe, maybe not. But usually it's chatzi shir. There's no chatzi shir by hotzah, by dalat amos. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta, because that's what would be called a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, and there's no concept of chazi litz tarufe. What's the principle of chatzi shir? It could combine with something else. If I did an akira na hanacha, it's not combinable anymore. So there's no possibility of my previous action combining with the next action. So that's why Chatzi Shir is not going to be Aser, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden right here. So anyway, so that's the option. Little by little. Pachas Pachas Dalad Amos. Amayla Ratzel Chacham Legalosa. Wonderful! So why did the Chachamim want to publicize it? Mishum, Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, Kvod Malachim Chakar Dover. It's going to lead to Chilash. People are going to abuse this. Right? We find this a few places in Shas. People, the Gemara Menachas says, Bidiyevid, 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 that's five Bidiyevids. You can be Yotze, you're a mitzvah of Talmud Torah just by saying Kriyashma morning and night. But the Gemara says, don't tell anybody this. Right? Don't tell anybody this. Right? The Asr Lefarsim Lefnei Am Ha'aretz. See here too. V'hacha mai kavod elokim ika. What's the kavod? Dabas nasui dalanamas versus arabim. Because people could very easily take advantage and walk dalanamas. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bo bayom, on that day. On which day? Back in the first parak. Right, this was one of the 18 laws that Chazal made back in the first parak when they were in the attic of Chanan Bechizkiah Ben Gurion. One of the 18 things was that you could give your wallet to the guy on the way in. So on that day, Boba Yom Gachu saw, Rabbi Eliezer said on that day, they overflowed the measure. Meaning they made a lot of halachas, a lot of siyagim, and it was wonderful. They overflowing, heaping tablespoon. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Boba Yom Makusa. No, they went a little overboard, and therefore, even though they made a lot of laws, people weren't able to stand in all of their laws, and it ended up losing. So Maku was flat. It was a flat. So different approaches into what happened that day. Tanya, Mashal Rabbi Elazar Lamad Adome. According to Rabbi Elazar, what's the mashal that it was a good thing? Lekupa Mleya Kishuin V'Diluin. It's like you have a basket full of cucumbers and gourds. Adam Nosi Tocha Chardal V'Machzekes. People pour mustard or mustard seed into this basket, so nothing falls out. The mustard seed goes in between the larger vegetables, and everything stays in the basket. It's wonderful. Mashal Rabbi Yeshua Lamad Adome. Rabbi Shul gives a different mashal. La areva malea dvash. No, you have a pot that's full of honey. No sein latocha rimonim ve'egozim v'himekia. If you put big pomegranates or big nuts into a basket full of honey, the honey's going to overflow. I mean, you're going to lose some of it. So sometimes call hamosif goreya. Period. Okay, this was all though. Who to give it to on the way out. So Amar Mar, let's just start this now, and then Hashem will continue this discussion tomorrow. Amar Mar, Einimo Nachri, Minichu ala Chamor. If there's no Nachri, you put it on a Chamor. Ask the Gemara, why is that better? V'halo Mechamer, V'rachmana Amar Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right, what do you mean? Aren't you violating Mechamer? There are two Isurim related to animals on Shabbos. There's an Isur of Shvisas Behemto. My animal is allowed to do work by itself on Shabbos. And then there's an Isur of Mechamer. If I do work with my animal, if I use my animal to plow on Shabbos, that's the Isur of Mechamer. So ask the Gemara, why are you allowed to give it to your animal? Right, isn't it Usur? So Amar, let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow in the Rishonim. Amar of Adabar Ava Manicho Aleha Kashima Leches. You put it on the animal as it's walking, so it never does an Akira and a Hanachas, therefore there's no Isser. There's no real Hotzah. Vahayi after the Lakai Malashtin Mayim Alato Galalim Bik Akira Vanacha. It's going to stop to go to the bathroom at some point, and then it will have an Akira and a Hanacha. No, Kashihi Mahaleches Manicho Aleha Kshiomedes Notlehimena. No, you put it on as it's walking, and right when you see it's about to stop, you take it off and you keep walking. So there's never an Akira and a Hanacha. You keep switching it. If this is what you're going to do, this unusual type of situation, so why is an animal better than your friend? In both cases, Akira and Hanacha. So Amar Papa, our Papa says no. Anything that if you would do yourself, you'd be chayev a karban, it would be a daraisa. If you do it with your friend, it's asa darabanan. Right? Shnayim shasa uhu. Kol shechaveiro pater aval asar, and anything that you would do with your friend, is this a darabanan? Bechamor mutar lechadchila. To do it with your friend is mutar lechadchila. This isn't mecham. Mechamor means my animal does the whole malacha, and I'm just like leading it. But here, if I'm doing a malacha with an animal, shnayim shasa uhu with an animal, that's mutar. And that's why this is mutter in this case. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll talk more about Mechamer starting tomorrow and other issues about what to do if you're walking in the street and then you realize you have something in your pocket. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Shem, we will continue. Again, I want to thank also those who have contributed. Many have contributed in our building campaign, joining the OU listenership who are involved in helping us create a Mikdash Ma'at to be mefarsi in the Shiurim in the future. So please feel free, whoever else wants to join and participate, to nofehashemesh.com, nofehashemesh.org. Feel free to be our partners and the entire OU listenership world. It's great to be partners with everyone out there.